Chad, you've got nearly a $3 million project here with several streets, water main replacement, and then storm and sanitary sewer improvements. Did I hear that right? Is that kind of the focus of this project?
Well, that and then complete street reconstruction with the project there, correct.
And talk a little bit about that. There's maybe see some added greenways, some boulevards that have had concrete before.
That's correct. Yeah, we have a few of the street corridors that have extra street width that's not being utilized where it might have been diagonal parking before, that now it's parallel parking, that we just don't need to have that extra street width, that we can establish some green space in the boulevards here moving forward. So most of the work is on 2nd Avenue Northeast and then 3rd Street Northeast. And then we have one block on 3rd Avenue Northeast right in front of the fire department, that block there, as well as about two-thirds of a block on 4th Street Northeast there in front of Levers.
And you said once special assessment districts are created, then you can let the public know what the estimate, their estimated special assessments are?
Yeah, I would expect in the next couple months here we'll have more detailed cost estimates and individual cost estimates, and we'll be creating those special assessment districts, working with Avis, the finance director there, to finalize those numbers and get those sent out in the end of the year here, and we'll have another special assessment hearing to review those numbers with the public at that time. So,
and then people who want to submit written final comments, they have until October 6th. Did I hear that right?
That's correct. And I don't have the email address to send those to, but on News Dakota as well as on the city's Facebook page, there's an email address to send those comments to, or you can mail them directly to my office here at KLJ in Valley City. So.
When do you get to the bidding process once all those are approved?
Yeah, so final plans will complete here in December of 2022, and then we submit those to the DOT, and it's typically roughly 10 weeks after that is when they do the bid opening. So it'll be in the February-March timeframe when they'll open bids at the DOT. So, and then construction could start as early as May of 2023, just depending upon how the bidding process goes and how things look at that time. So,
you mentioned to one of the business owners here, it's important that they get their comments in as far as access, whether it's through street or alley. Talk a little bit about the importance of that.
Yeah, absolutely. We start working in business districts and stuff like that where access is critical to their operations. I mean, we want to hear from the businesses or property owners or whoever it might be so that we can try to accommodate that in our planning. Obviously, we're not going to be able to accommodate everything. Construction impacts individuals and stuff like that, but if there's ways that we can phase construction to accommodate businesses and stuff like that, we definitely want to try to do that and make that impact as small as possible during construction. So,
and they should let you know about that ASAP, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, right now they're in the planning phase of it. Let us know now, but definitely during at any point, just to let us know that. And it's going to be most critical when we're developing the plans. Right now we're doing the environmental document, so it'd be good to know about it now so that we can write that into our document as far as what our construction phasing plan might look like. But for sure in the next few months we definitely need to know that so we can incorporate that into the plan so we can communicate that to the contractor, because in 9 months when we're out there breaking ground at that point there, if we don't have it incorporated, it's going to add cost to the project at that point there. If we know ahead of time, we can plan for it and minimize the cost later on.